The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. First thing I'm noticing is that my desk I just cleaned, I'm messing it up all over again. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thawed out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
This is where stuff that you would never think is in stock, they've got plenty of them. ReactiveGunworks.com. I cannot help but notice this. I'm listening to the news as it's coming over. Ben, did you listen to the news as it was coming over? Yeah. Have you heard the news where they were thinking about taking Alexander Hamilton off of the $10 bill and putting another well-known woman like Harriet Tubman on the $10 bill after they've already put her Tubman on the $20? And then somebody found out that there's a play somewhere called Hamilton, which celebrates the life of Alexander Hamilton. And they got wind of this at the Treasury Department or at the whoever's printing the money. And they said, well, we better leave Hamilton on the $10 bill. Doesn't that sound sort of stupid? You know, can we put him on the $10 bill? I mean, he's not a black woman, but he's a black man. And he was a hero. He actually accomplished something. And he was celebrated throughout time. He's still celebrated to a certain degree. They gave Barry Bonds an asterisk. So he's still the home run king. Or let me think of who else we could have. I love Diane Lane, the actress. Could we put her on there? Because she was in, what was the name? The Outsiders, you know, with Pony Boy, Stay Gold. She was on that, too. So, what's the criteria for picking out who goes on the national currency? I hear that, and I'm just thinking, these are the people that are in charge of the country, man. They're the ones in charge of the country. So I'm probably going to have to call Ted Anderson, and I'm going to make a recommendation. They send you to the Treasury. Because your decisions, whatever they may be, at least I know a little bit about the way you think, and I could fathom this, and I'd be like, okay, well, I sort of know the way he thinks. I can. That seems pretty viable. Maybe, hey, GCN, we should put Alex Jones on the $10 bill. Yeah? Well, then he truly would have his own money. There you go. I just heard that. That's some of the dumbest stuff. I'm sure that's true. And it is news because they're so stupid at the Treasury. They're in charge of the money. They're the ones setting the interest rates, and they're deciding where this is and where that is and setting monetary policy for the United States. And all right, we're going to replace Alexander Hamilton with some very well-known woman. What's that? They've got a play about Hamilton that's pretty good. I guess we better leave that one alone. I guess not. All right. Anyway. That's the way that media goes, Ben. That's the way it goes. They're sitting there. They're wearing a shirt that costs more than me and you make combined. Just the shirt. And they're sitting there with just, you know, an entire, they're wearing a house for a suit, and as far as money-wise, and they're sitting there. Well, of course, we have to sit monetary. We are very serious. What's that? Hamilton's play is good? It was on CNN and on TMZ. I guess we better leave it alone. I wonder who the poor woman was that got, you know, blown away. I wonder who the... I can only imagine if it was Clinton. Every time I... One thing that you should never do, ever, is look at a high-resolution black-and-white picture of Hillary Clinton in a... When she's, like, making an expression other than just the head and shoulders glamour shot. When she's actually being expressive. Were you afraid you couldn't make babies after you saw that?
I was afraid.
She is a scary lady. She's a scary, incompetent lady. And she's a scary, incompetent lady who gets out there and lies. God, she lies. And then we get video of it, of her lying. And then she's like, well... You know, I think my comments were taken out of context, like when she was dodging the sniper. Now, when you're being shot at, for real, the best example, have you ever seen the video of the grandfather in Ocala, Florida, at the internet cafe when the two guys come in to rob it, and he starts shooting at them? And these guys are getting out of that building. It didn't matter if there was a wall or a door or whatever. They were falling over each other, falling over things. I'm sure they got shot. They just bounced right back up and took off running. When you're getting shot at, you don't stop to hug people. Like she was doing in that, I believe it was Kosovo. I think it was in Kosovo or Bosnia or somewhere. It was one of those places. For those of you that are wondering what's going on, me and my board op very rarely talk about things, you know. So, I mean... He and I listen to this stuff all the time, and I just wondered if he'd been listening to that, which is the craziest stuff I've ever heard because of a play. Because of a play. I don't think they should be messing with the money anyway. I'll go out there and somebody will pay me in cash, and it'll be in these blue $100 bills. Have you seen those? What the hell's that about? When did we start getting blue backs? I thought that was only an escape from L.A., with Snake Plissken. I thought that was all that was about. They don't need to be messing with they got bigger things to be worried about than the currency. The color of it doesn't matter. How about make it worth something? I've never asked you, do you ever get engaged to this degree by the other people you work? Do you ever get engaged to any certain degree by the other people you run boards for? Well, it'll never, you know, I like it. I like the back and forth and the banter and everything. And I like the fact that I don't believe you're like Howard Stern's production crew. I don't know if you ever heard that discussion he had with one of his Andy Gunn people with Harold. Howard had to set him straight, and he was sort of like, just be an idiot. Which it doesn't make you an idiot if you're Andy Gunn. It just, the reasons that you put forward can make you an idiot if you haven't taken time to look into them. And I know that GCN is sort of a gun-friendly place. I don't know. That just sort of concerns me that our government... Well, it doesn't concern me that much. Anyway, I appreciate the conversation. I needed to get that off my chest. I heard that and I was like, there's no way that can be real. That's the stupidest decision. Because he was in a play. Because there's a play about him. It's not even the guy's dead. He's been dead a long time. And we let's keep his picture because that play must be pretty good. That means they didn't know anything about Andrew Jackson. I guess not. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Move Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, Reactive Gunworks. This is where stuff that you've never seen is in stock with more than one or two examples. Coming from my home state, which means it's coming from a media outlet in my home state, where they're just as stupid as they are at every other media outlet, we have this little ditty. A bill making its way through the state house could put more guns on the streets of South Carolina. Representative Wendell Gilliard said Friday he believes it's a mistake to pass a bill that would open South Carolina borders to concealed carry permits from other states. I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm about to read you. He added it would give almost anyone the ability to walk into South Carolina with a gun. Everybody wants the right to carry a gun that's dangerous in a free society. We should not allow that. Just drink that in for a minute. Dangerous in a free society, we should not allow that. Which is it, dude? Are you in charge? Are you the dictator? I've never heard of you. I've lived in this state since I got back here in 1990. I've lived here 26 years. I don't know who you are. And your representative, somebody voted you in. And you're out there talking about a free society, but we should not allow that. He also, for some reason, seems to believe, we've already got reciprocity in South Carolina with quite a few states. What we're seeking is reciprocity with Georgia. Part of this bill also amends current legislation that no longer requires South Carolinians to get a concealed carry permit to carry in public. He said, thank God it's still a bill. We would hope that they would kill it in the Senate. Don't worry, they will, you gun-grabbing fool. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. I'm still stunned by your free society. You're saying it's a free society, but you guys make these decisions. Those things do not work together there, Representative Wendell Gilliard. The bill passed the House of Representatives Thursday with 74 votes for and just 17 against. Gilliard's was one vote, was one of them against. He said there's enough violence in South Carolina without any more guns. I think that's disrespect as to what happened with the Mother Emanuel 9 situation and all the other situations before the Mother Emanuel 9. What is the Mother Emanuel? You're talking about the AME Church? Representative Justin Bamberg voted in favor of passing this bill Thursday. He said the goal for this bill is reciprocity. The idea is to encourage a mutual exchange between states. If South Carolina allows out-of-state concealed carry permits, maybe other states will do the same for South Carolina. These guys don't even know. They don't even know we have reciprocity with other states already. And these guys are in charge of making law. This is like the fools that are out there saying, well, Alexander Hamilton's got to come up with a $10 bill. Gun enthusiasts. Jacob Kornblum is in favor of changing the laws. He said his only problem is some people may not be educated enough to carry. He said concealed weapons permit classes offer that education. Let me ask you a question. Okay, this is one of here's a guy, Jacob Kornblum. Here's a guy that thinks that he says, I believe in the Second Amendment, but. So his problem is that some people may not be educated enough to carry. How do we figure out who they are, Jacob? He said you should at least go through some research before buying a gun. But then again, that's not saying that a lot of people just don't care and just want a gun. Who are you to be setting conditions about my God-given right? And once again, these classes that we teach here in South Carolina, okay? For the uninitiated, okay, I get it. But for me, it was largely a matter of let me sit there for 8 hours and you tell me where I can't carry a gun. And then I've got to go shoot at something the size of a Volkswagen from 7 feet and put, I got to put X amount of rounds in the black. I don't have to punch a fist-sized hole, a dime-sized hole, a quarter-sized hole, a basketball-sized hole. I can scatter it like a shotgun blast. It doesn't matter. As long as it's in the black, I'm good to go. That's what my class was. And I had a very good instructor. He did his very level best to give the best instruction he could. Then again, it was a matter of a bunch of junk, though. The requirements for South Carolina are a bunch of junk. It is a bunch of being told where you can't carry, trying to educate you on what lethal force is and how to get that mindset in place in 8 hours. Arlen Pendergrast owns ATP Gun Shop and Range in Goose Creek, which is down there on the coast. It's amazing what some people think you can do with a concealed weapon, how you can use it. He said his shop offers classes every week. They offer people the opportunity to learn both safe handling practices and South Carolina law. The safe handling of guns, he said. What are the different types of guns? You can, you know, buy a book or go online and read the laws, but most people won't do it. Gilliard said, we're definitely moving backwards. It's not a great day in South Carolina. That's a play on words, because if you call the governor's office. One of the things that Nikki Haley, the Republican star, enacted in the State House of South Carolina is whoever answers the phone, it doesn't matter if their spouse passed away that day. They have to go, it's a great day in South Carolina. The bill would also allow South Carolinians to carry their weapons without their permit identification cards. Discussion. It's going to die in the Senate. The Senate of South Carolina has only passed one bill this year. One bill this year. Let me say that again. One bill this year. This is going nowhere. Wendell, you got everything in a wad for nothing. It's going nowhere. It's going nowhere. The only way I'm going to have reciprocity with Georgia is to go out and get a Utah non-resident permit. And that's it. And I'm going to do that. And before long, I'll have a deck of cards. But for all of these politicians that are in here saying, it's about reciprocity. It's about establishing. We already have that, you morons. I'm glad that my heart got replumbed and now my blood pressure is equalized and at an allowable level. Because if that article had been around prior to January 12th of 2015, I would have just stroked out live on the air. Although that might have been very good for ratings if you're in an Arbitron area. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating your faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solution. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's
1-800-945-9289. All right. Check my pulse. I'm good to go. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. This is where stuff that you've probably never even seen before is in stock. So, Hillary, she was out there the other day hanging out with the Al Sharpton's National Action Network, and she cut loose a statement that was pure opportunistic political pandering. She stated quite oratorially, the man who killed Trayvon Martin should never have had a gun in the first place. Now, what she didn't say is why. You know, she didn't say why. Before the defense of gun use and charges for which he was exonerated, she's saying that George Zimmerman should have been prohibited by the government from owning a gun. That's important to know because if elected, Clinton will be in a position to call for and sign gun laws. So what disqualifiers does Hillary believe merit a lifetime enforced disability on Americans exercising the Second Amendment right? In a way, we should be grateful for that pulling back of the curtain because totalitarians occasionally give us a glimpse of their endgame. Which doesn't stop Hillary from doing what she does best, which is, of course, lying. I respect the rights of lawful gun owners to own guns, to use their guns. She said that right before showing everyone her huge butt, which includes a veritable wish list of citizen disarmament fantasies documented by On the Issues. She has also endorsed a 25% federal sales tax on guns. Add to that her assertion that the Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment. So no one wants to take your guns. The gun grabbers that tell you that, no one really. If anything, if everything wants is enacted, what difference does it make what the rest of the gun grabbers want? It is simultaneously pathetic and funny that during her speech, about 28 minutes in, she had to keep looking down at her notes for the names of people she wanted to acknowledge, especially for the name of the National Action Network, which was in front of her. He should never have had a gun comment takes place around 55 minutes in. But once again, without ever telling people why he shouldn't have had a gun. It's impossible to tell who else Hillary thinks should not have a gun, although with her record, it's better to speculate she'd extend that to anyone not in her employ or control. And that's curious because she's been asked before about one specific person and has paid no attention to the question. So I'll ask a couple of questions about who should maybe have a gun to Hillary. Maybe we should ask her if Juanita Broderick should have a gun or Monica Lewinsky. Maybe, should they have a gun? I mean, I just want to know. I'm just asking. Should they have a gun? Now, here we have a tale of two different types of politics. We have Wendell Gilyard in South Carolina saying essentially the same thing as Hillary Clinton, but in different ways. Hillary's out there saying this one particular person should not have had a gun, which is completely pandering. George Zimmerman was an idiot. But it's not illegal to be an idiot, okay? He was an idiot when he decided to get out and go out there and get on foot. But then he listened, and he was headed back to his car when he encountered Trayvon Martin. And Trayvon Martin, no matter what anybody wants to think, was killed legally. It was pure self-defense. It was never stand your ground. It was never anything other than pure self-defense. And because he was in threat and in fear of bodily injury or death, George Zimmerman was completely justified in taking the life of Trayvon Martin to save his own. Like it or not. But now she's saying that certain people should not have guns. Now here we have Wendell Gilyard, okay? And I'm still trying to wrap it. He's out there saying we live in a free society, but we should not allow people coming into the state of South Carolina to carry guns. So what he's basically saying, now, on one hand, he'll say we have all kinds of violence in South Carolina. But then he's saying that people that might come to South Carolina to vacation shouldn't be allowed to carry a gun coming into South Carolina. Now, the only states that are close to us, that, as far as I know, that can't carry guns, and maybe Raven can help me with this one, are Georgia, Alabama, Arkansas, and Mississippi, I think. I don't know if Arkansas is in there. Mississippi is definitely, Alabama definitely is, Georgia definitely is. Now, North Carolinians can cross the border with impunity. They can carry all kinds of guns, more than one. And if they're stopped and their permit is checked, they're going to be sent on their way. So we don't even know what we're talking about. We got South Carolinian, we can't even get our crimes right. The Mother Emanuel 9 situation. What is that? What is the Mother Emanuel 9? I haven't heard it called that yet. And then we have Hillary. So you see what we have here is finally consistency. Okay? We get a bunch of doublespeak out of gun grabbers, especially out of gun grabbing politicians, because most of them, even pro-gun politicians, don't even know what they're talking about. Let me give you an example. I'm going to be calling some of these yahoos. Well, it doesn't give me the, let's see. It doesn't mention. Who is it? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Justin Bamberg. The idea is to encourage a mutual exchange between states. If South Carolina allows out-of-state concealed carry permits, maybe other states will do the same for South Carolina. I already have that with a bunch of states, pal. And South Carolina already recognizes this with a bunch of states. If you actually did, the problem with politicians is they do not do their research. I'm telling you, politicians are the most dangerous people to be in charge of anything. Because they are so wrapped in their little cocoon of I'm in charge and we're not going to allow this and we're going to allow that and we're allowing you to think this and we're doing this for you. They're so wrapped in that that they don't know when they're getting it wrong. They don't know when there's already stuff in place that they're describing. And I don't know which is worse. Is it worse to lie or to be stupid? Because Barack Obama's been going around saying that people are buying guns without background checks. They're buying guns without universal background checks. They're not buying guns without background checks. They're buying them without universal background checks, which means private sales are not having to have a background check. Because when the Brady Law was set up, that's exactly what there were too many people out there that had what they refer to as a tabletop FFL. And they took all of them off the table. You had to have a storefront and a safe and bars and cash register. And you had to have at least two guys working for you named Smitty. I mean, the rules and regulations were crazy. And people complied with them. But when that happened, the one thing that they forgot to mention was that, hey, okay, thank you, Raven. Arkansas is allowed to carry in South Carolina. I thought they were, but I wasn't sure. They forgot to do something about the private gun sales, and they should have done it back in the 90s when everybody was guilted, but they didn't. So now we don't have it, and Obama's out there. So he's lying about background checks, and on the other hand, we got a bunch of politicians in South Carolina that doesn't know that don't know we have reciprocity with certain states. And then we got Hillary. Who's Hillary? Which is, just me saying. I should be able to walk up to you and go, you know, she's just being Hillary. And you should pass out due to fright. Just at that one thought. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. ReactiveGunworks.com. Okay. Just to show you how dumb some of my politicians are. These are the states that South Carolina permit is honored by. Alphabetically, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Quite a list. And then, let's see. South Carolina recognizes Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, and West Virginia. For some reason, we're more recognized than that we recognize. I personally think that we should be, and what it is, the part of this is that South Carolina states that you have to, we won't recognize any permits that don't have the same requirements that South Carolina has. As if South Carolina is better when we're actually quite backwards, apparently. Quite backwards. Just a little thing. I haven't talked about the Ohio slings because I'm still waiting on everything to come out. I know there was I heard about, eight people murdered, some of them children. And marijuana was being grown in a lot of places, which leads me to believe this might have been part of a drug operation. I don't know. But after this, here we have some stuff. Where was this out of? Oh, yeah, it was on Twitter. Coming from, let's see, Every Town for Gun Safety. They said on Facebook, you can chalk up 8 more senseless deaths to your halls of the dead. You are the monsters here, talking to the NRA. Our thoughts are with Ohio, the Brady Buzz Twitter feed claims, hashtag enough. Freedom from being shot to death to Trump gun ownership, a supporter who's had enough. Coalition to Stop Gun Violence said on Twitter, 5 of the children killed in Ohio mass shooting today were children. But that appears to have been removed, at least what's remaining as of, us coming to air. One was just 5 days old, another 6 months. It's heartbreaking just to type this. We must do everything we can to defeat the National Rifle Association and enact strong gun laws. The reason it's no longer up there is because any opportunistic infant blood dancing was premature. Per an actual news report, 7 of the victims were adults while 1 was a 16-year-old boy. 3 babies, including a 4-day-old, were present during the rampage and survived. So that said, trying to erase and hide the past is not unheard of for the progressive gun grabber. It's a tactic that we've seen before, we'll see it again. Whole books have been written about it. If information from a breaking news story changes, you point that out in the updates. Later, revelations show a possible motive related to marijuana growing operations. But the true revelation comes from Pike County Sheriff Charles Reeder, warning surviving family members to take precautions for their continued safety and survival. I cautioned them that they were a target. I told them to be armed. This is a man who understands the defensive value of firearms. He also exhibits the understanding of the proper role of sheriffs in the Constitutional Republic, which is a truly free society, not what Wendell Gilyard thinks it is. Thomas Jefferson, in his work called The Value of Constitutions, wrote the office of the sheriff is the most important of all the executive offices of the country. After 200 years, experience has proven that the perspective of Jefferson and other founding fathers is just as valid today as it was when they first perceived of how free a society could be best constructed. So how have the self-styled gun safety violence experts reacted to Sheriff Reeder's experience-based advice? Pike County hashtag Ohio Sheriff's answer after a mass shooting in his community, arm yourselves. The unqualified hoplophobes at the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence put out there, presumably in a tweet they will leave up this time. Pathetic is what they put there. Readers, looking at these tweets, listening to me, can decide for themselves who's pathetic. You can decide for yourselves who are pathetic here. Now, I leave you with this. I leave you with the Democratic view. Okay? I leave you with the promises they're going to make. And this is all, here, we have an example where we don't have to feel it just yet. This is coming out of Venezuela. There, their 21st century socialism continues to wreak havoc on their socioeconomic fabric. They have rolling blackouts due to energy shortages, not because of weather. There's a lack of access to television, long-distance phone service, and toilet paper. And with the government failing to provide, the people have resorted to looting. Now the government has shortened their work week to just 2 days. And we get this. Where is this? I don't know what it's out of. Venezuela is coming apart at the seams. Crime is rampant. Jobs are scarce. Poverty is alarmingly high. And looting is prevalent in big cities and rural towns. Venezuelans spent hours every day waiting in line at their local grocery stores and supermarkets, hoping to purchase whatever rations may be available. And now there are reports that with energy and electricity in such short supply, the socialist government is cutting their work week to 2 days. With misery rising, Maduro is running out of excuses. For months, he has blamed Venezuela's severe food shortages on a conspiracy by the United States. It's gotten so outlandish that the Venezuelan government recently claimed that Vice President Joe Biden is planning Maduro's assassination. What's strange, just as they were in most need, the government is reducing its availability to deliver basic public services by shortening their work week. So now the people are taking to the streets and demanding change. Discontent is no longer confined to the middle class, even the poorest. Once the most faithful devotees to the promise of socialism under Chavez are calling out for help and pleading for a lifeline. In terms of finances, they're in such dire straits that they may run out of money to pay for their money. Their epic shortages are nothing new at this point. No diapers or car parts or aspirin. It's all been well documented, but now the country is in risk of running out of money itself. They're scrambling to print new bills fast enough to keep up with the torrid pace of price increases. Most of the cash, like nearly everything else in the oil exporting country, is imported. And with hard currency reserves sinking to critically low levels, the central bank is doling out payments so slowly to farm providers that they're foregoing further business. In other words, they're now so broke that they may not have enough money to pay for its money. I leave you with this. What does this sound like? The middle class is rising up. Even the poor people who have supported them, supported the socialism through to this point, now they're being failed because you can only give away stuff that you don't have for so long. You can only take from people that are producing and give to people that aren't for so long before the producers are outpaced. Outpaced. Socialism, which is, you can go liberalism/socialism. Socialism comes after the slash. This is what we have waiting for us here. Bernie Sanders was very transparent about it. Hillary's going to lie. Hillary, one day I'm going to expect her to get up and go, "Hello, my name is Jane Doe," because she lies about everything else. Why not her name? She lies about everything else. Tomorrow night, going to be joined by Sean Maloney and by Joe Moe, who was actually the guy the whole time that owned Red Jacket Firearms. He's going to be joining me tomorrow. We're going to talk about Aklis, the company that has risen from the ashes. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.